There's a fundraiser going on this month for the Westpac Rescue Helicopter. It's called Base to Base. Late last week, I had the opportunity to speak to Richard Jones. He's the CEO of Westpac Rescue Helicopter Northern to get all the details about Base to Base.
The team last year came up with some really good concepts. They were a little bit rushed last year, but they certainly worked. But now we've got all the technology in place. And this base-to-base challenge, as I said, was born out of all those discussions amongst the team. And I've got to tell you, it's just blown us away. I think the key is that you have to have the background systems to make it work, and that's what we've got in place. So, look, mate, I'm doing it myself. I'm having an absolute blast at the moment, and I'm just challenging my friends and my colleagues, and it's going really well. And I think that's, again, the beauty of it is that it's free to enter.
Yep.
It's not too late to enter. And you can just go out there, and that's the beauty of the internet, I suppose, is that you can... my brother in that lives in the south of France has sponsored me. It wasn't a lot of money, but he has sponsored me, so that's how it all works.
Well, ultimately, you're being encouraged to run, walk or ride or even roll between the four bases in New South Wales for Westpac Rescue Helicopter. Now, the Broadmeadow to Belmont's 42 kilometres, but Lismore to Belmont's 600 kilometres. That's an extraordinary distance for someone to be able to rack up. Is that what you've taken on yourself, Richard, the 600 one?
No, I'm not that brave. I've actually taken on the Lismore base to Tamworth, which is just short of 500 k's. So, look, the beauty of this is the concept is that you can do it yourself. To whatever, you know, and there's lots of cyclists out there. If they don't do 300-400 k's a week, you know, the avid ones,
yeah,
know, my badge, and I do 20 k's a day. That's enough for me. So I'll get to my goal. I've got to tell you, the amount of crap I've put on people on Facebook, I'm not game not to, because I'll cop every bit of it back. But you can also do the ultimate challenge is to go around all the four bases, which is just north of 1,300 kilometres. So think about that one. But there's lots of teams involved. And I do want to note and acknowledge that there's a team from Scone Grammar School that have jumped on board, and they're racing up the leaderboard. There's 23 members that are doing the full rotation. So it's, again, you can just share it around, and some will do a lot and some will do a little, but that's the beauty of it. So they've already just nearly hit the $5,000 mark as a fundraising target. So look, we've just been, it's a simple thing. It's free to enter. And then you can challenge your friends to challenge you to raise a few bob for the Northern New South Wales Rescue Helicopter. So it's unreal. I'm having a blast at the moment. I've touched base with a lot of old friends and certainly a lot of people in the valley from my days in Singleton that have come on board and challenged me to get out. I'd get my sorry bum out of bed in the morning and get on the bike.
Good timing as well, especially because so many of us have been in lockdown. Perhaps our efforts to exercise have really been restricted or just completely forgotten about. Here's a way to work your way into it with some friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we, last year, because you're right, we've all been in lockdown. But I think one of the other things is the mental health challenge for us as well. So getting out, there's no doubt. Getting a bit fitter in the body means you're going to get a whole lot fitter in the mind. So that's what we're trying to encourage people and to share the messages. And that's one of the other good things is catching up with our friends on the internet and, you know, just getting out there. And look at the weather now. It's just magnificent. So we're coming into summer and, you know, everything's pointing in the right direction.
Richard, for anyone to become involved in Base to Base, they just go to the Westpac Rescue Helicopter website and it's pretty much easy from there, is it?
Absolutely. It's all really, really simple. Even I could do it, and I'm the most untech person you will ever meet. So just encourage people to go to rescuehelicopter.com.au, and it's all there. It'll smack you in the face.
Well, everybody here in the Upper Hunter truly appreciates the great work that the Westpac Rescue Helicopter does. It actually saves lives on a regular basis, so we truly appreciate it, and we would love to be able to give back a little bit, even if it's just for 42 kilometres or maybe the whole 1,386. My eyes are watering just even talking about that much, but we do need to give our bit back, so be a part of the base-to-base challenge. Richard, as always, thank you very much. Good luck with your cycling, and I hope your brother throws a few more dollars your way as well.
Thanks very much. Thanks to 2NM and the people of the Upper Hunter. We really appreciate your support.
And if you'd like to help out the Westpac Rescue Helicopter, just go to the website rescuehelicopter.com.au, virtual fundraiser base to base, and you can be a part of it. You can do all those kilometres for such a wonderful cause that supports the Hunter Valley like no other.